Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back. Interesting times, both the kind of while the country opens up, the cases of the coronavirus are skyrocketing. Seems the economy is willing to sacrifice a couple million of us to get back to work. So the board met yesterday, and here's Kim to bring you up to date.
Good afternoon. Sorry to get to you so late, but, you know, we're putting all this stuff together. Now, before I get into the details, somebody said that you give these statistics and I'm trying to scare you. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to give you facts so that we understand why we're doing what we're doing. There was a choir up north. I think it was out of Washington. And this was prior to when they were doing testing because this was back in February. And that choir, 87% of the choir caught the virus, two died. And this is prior to the big shutdown, just to go to show how fast it can spread, how deadly it can be. The two big key things, no matter what, as the board goes through trying to deal with what's going to open and in what way, is social distancing and masks. The stat I got from the government was without a mask, you have a 17% chance of getting the virus. With a mask, 3%. So it's six times. So it's pretty clear that those two things make a big difference. So keep that in mind as we go forward. Now, some people have asked me to please write all these messages and not do podcasts. I've got other people telling me they like the podcast. I got some people go, I don't have time to listen to the computer. And I get all that. The issue with me writing everything versus a podcast is right now we're getting like 1,500 downloads on these podcasts, and that saves me a lot of time of email writing. So I will write when I have time, and so it's just a time issue. If I don't write about a podcast, it's because I don't have time. There you go. I am bringing you up to date. I got the first confirmation of a person who had the COVID virus here in the complex. This is a lady, very nice lady, who caught the virus back in February. She got the flu, went to the doctor twice, but back then they weren't testing unless you were hospitalized. And they thought at that time it was bronchitis along with a flare-up of asthma. She recently got tested just to find out, and yes, she did test positive for the antibody. So it was clear she did have the virus back in February. None of us who have seen her have gotten the virus. But the whole point is masks and social distancing keep it from spreading. That's the whole point. But we do have our first case. The Montecito pool will be closing on the 24th. And what that is for is to do some deck work. We got some warranty deck work to do. And we can't do it if it gets too much hotter. And we don't want to do it in November because of the number of people who use the pool. Currently, one person is using that pool every 45 minutes or whatever. So only 16 people a day are using that pool. So it seemed the logical thing is let's get the warranty work down. Let's get it done now before we open up that pool. So it's closed from the 24th until July 1. July 1, it opens up. A couple residents requested, I'm leaving this in your hands, that people, when you're walking down all the side streets, walk against traffic. If everybody was to walk against traffic, it would be easier as far as distancing. I leave that in your hands. I have had quite a few requests lately saying that because of all the closing of facilities, will there be a dues refund, your monthly dues refund? And the answer simply is no. And the reason is simple. Even though we've closed facilities, the loss of income, for example, in golf, totaled so much that the costs have gone way higher. So this whole process is costing us more money than you're paying us, more. So there can't be any dues refund. That won't happen. I wish I had good news about that, but I don't. Okay, I am now going to go through. This is going to be a long podcast. I could, God, look at all these pages I've got. Maybe we should have a word from our sponsor. You want a commercial break? Go eat at Shadows. Do something like that. Okay, I'll have to.
We continue to broadcast for free on the Shadow Hills Network.
No kidding, boy. Okay, the board met yesterday for about 3 hours, going through all the different activities of the complex to see what we can open up, start opening up. Keep in mind some guidelines that are going to be consistent through this entire process. Masks are required anywhere indoors. They're not required outdoors, but social distancing is required and no gatherings. That's still in effect. So we're using that overall philosophy as we try to open these things. Now, I will tell you that as we went through this and the board discussed this for 3 hours, and although we go back and forth trying to figure it out, the ultimate outcome of all these implementations was unanimous by the board, every one of them. So let's go down the list. The state order is still in effect. There is no gatherings and no guests. All the activities we're going to be opening up, there will be no guests. The HOA is not looking for state violations on private property. We will cite for gathering violations on common property. So if the tennis players are going to hang out after they play tennis, you can be cited. That's the idea. If the golfers hang out, they can be cited. And we're using that premise as everything starts to change. Okay, one, the putting course will remain closed. At this point in time, the board does not feel good about opening it and controlling it and how social distancing, based upon numbers, will be implemented. So the putting course will remain closed. The north course putting green, the south course putting green, and the driving range will open for use for practice starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. You may not go to the driving range or the practice putting greens before 10 a.m. And you see, what we're trying to do is keep the distancing between most of the golfers who are going to be teeing off, so there's plenty of space for them, and anybody who wants to practice. So the practice facilities that I mentioned, the north course putting green, south course putting green, and the driving range, there's a fee, right? You all know, you have to pay like a $10 fee. It's not open before 10 o'clock in the morning. Before 10, it's only for the golfers who are going to play the course, trying to limit the people. Now, as we go through this, stay apart, be responsible. Probably the biggest argument I've had from everybody about opening anything is that everybody is responsible. Okay. Board's going to go for that. That doesn't mean if somebody isn't responsible, we're not going to cite. Now, the driving range tee on the south side of the driving range is closed. You may not take balls down to the other side of the driving range and use that side. We don't want to give out balls. We don't want contact with the balls and the baskets and people. And this is also for staff safety. So the south side driving range is closed. Now the driving range, by the way, the driving range closes at 1, just like tee times. So practice range for us to go practice is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now the practice chipping area on the south side of the driving range is open anytime. But you have to bring your own golf balls. You may not take driving range balls down to the other side of the driving range to use those to practice and then hit off that tee. If you're caught with the driving range balls at that side of the complex, you'll be cited. Okay, when you're down there, please stay apart. If you all remember, we had the putting greens open at one time, and it took about a day and a half before everybody was huddled like a little football team. Stay apart from each other. Do us a favor here. Just stay apart so this works. Golfers have been asking about split tees. The board said no. Asked about turning on water. The answer is no. You need to bring your own water. And that should be self-evident. If we don't have contact with water, there's less chance of spreading the virus. Split teas, I explained before, is where people go off 1 in 10 at the same time. There's multiple reasons for this at the moment. One is, if we tee off hole one, the back nine is open for staff to do work. We can rotate staff in, so not everybody is starting right at the same time. That's a safety factor. The other reason is, we are starting at 6 a.m. On a split tee, you don't start at 6 a.m. We can't do that because we got to get staff out there and do preliminary stuff. So a split tee wouldn't happen until 7:30. So you're not gaining a whole lot. And in the meantime, we want to repair the golf course. So the split tees, from the board's point of view, is not going to be considered till at least August 1. Keep in mind, there's still no gatherings. Just as before, no gatherings after playing golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, etc. Now, in the case of the pool, the indoor pool, we have added a fifth lane. It used to be only four lanes. We put in another lane line, so now there's five lanes. That's effective immediately. So if you want a lap swim tomorrow, there's probably plenty of space all day long because nobody knows there's a fifth lane until right now, what I'm telling you. Okay, lane one and two would be for walkers. So walkers, when you call for a lane, you want one or two. Swimmers, because you don't care, use lane three, four, or five so that you leave lane one and two for the walkers. The reservation times will change. When we're open is going to change a week from today. Beginning 6:24, we're going to be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We were open till 8 p.m. We've cut it back to 6 p.m., and part of this is we now have an extra lane in that pool, 20% increase in load, in the occupancy. So we don't need to go later. The other reason is as we open up the gyms, we want the same time for everything. And it's going to be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I think we were open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we're starting a little earlier, 6 a.m., because we know the gym people, some of them like to come early. But with the increased capacity, everything should be fine. The other reason it's going to be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and not later. We have very big concern about cleaning, doing the cleaning, and cleaning supplies. Here's the interesting part. Given this whole situation and the state guidelines on how often we clean, distributors are running out of merchandise. So they're backlogged 8, 10, 12 weeks. Now, we have 2.5 months of this stuff, but if we were open longer, we're going to go run through stuff sooner, and we don't want to run out of cleaning supplies where we have to close down. So we're going to go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to make that work as we start out. And the new hours for swimming will start next week, 6:24. Oh, that's a week from today. So if you called today for a reservation, you would not be able to get anything after 6 p.m. Okay, we also have to plan on staffing. You know, a lot of times you come back from these things and the staff, some of them have gone other places and done other things. So we are not able to staff it from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the moment. And we're going to wait and see, one step at a time. Okay, Santa Rosa Pool. There'll be no change. That pool will be for one person only or multiple people from the same household. So if two people live in the same house, they can use the Santa Rosa Pool. We still are trying to accommodate as many people as possible. So if you are not a high-risk person, please go to the Montecito outdoor pool or the Montecito indoor pool and leave the Santa Rosa pool for some people who can't swim with other people right now because of their risk. Okay, Montecito, it's, as I said, closed 6:24 to 7:01 for the deck repair. But beginning 7:01, we're going to allow four people in that pool at the same time. Now, how did we come up for four? Where do you think that came from? Let's think about it for a second. How many people play golf together? Four. How many people are playing tennis together? 4. How many people are playing pickleball? 4. We're basically taking the same structure to say if 4 tennis players can play together, why can't 4 swimmers be out there? You must remain more than 6 feet apart. It's a possible violation if you are huddled together and having a conversation. So the Montecito pool, starting 7-1, will have three more people. So an increase of 300%. Hopefully that resolves the issue of how many people are swimming during the day. So we don't have to stay open until 8 o'clock. But I'm sure you'll all let me know. Now, this is 4 people, not 4 households. If you make a reservation for yourself, that does not mean you can bring a spouse who's not listed. The pool will only allow 4. So if you want to swim with a spouse, significant other, or someone from the same household, be sure when you make the reservation, it's for each person, because it's only 4 people maximum, not households. Okay, so it's 4 people max, no matter what. Pool deck's closed. I also, the pool deck. We don't allow gatherings for tennis players when they're done. We don't allow gatherings for the pickleball players when they're done. We don't allow for golfers when they're done. So we're going to be extremely consistent and say, swimmers, you can't gather either. When you're done swimming, you're to leave the complex. So that'll mean no chairs will be out there, no sunbathing, no lounge chairs. You must leave the complex. Now, because the Montecito is going to have 4 people, we're going to extend the reservation time. So the reservation time for the Montecito pool with 4 people will be 1 hour. Then we'll have a 15-minute break in order to deal with cleaning and trying to make sure it's safe. And then the next group of 4 people may come in. After 1 hour, you need to leave the pool so that you're gone before the next group of people come in. Same process. So we're trying to use the same guidelines across the board for every single activity in order to be as safe as possible. Okay. Dog park. Oh, my dog park buddies. Man, have I heard a lot about dog parks. I think now's when we take a break and have about a 1 hour shadows interruption, and I come back tomorrow and tell you about dog parks, but...
No. I don't get it. The dog parks at the city are open. People, let your dog go sniff some new butts. Let him hump somebody new. Dog will thank you for it.
You know, now, the advantage of opening our own dog parks, which somebody raised, which I totally agree, was that they're not outside bringing something in. So I got that. Okay, we're going to use the same concept and the same guidelines that we used for tennis, for golf, for pickleball, and for the Montecito pool. And that is, we're going to allow 4 people in one area of the dog park at a time. Not 4 households, 4 people. You cannot have more than 4. Now, there's 4 different areas of the dog park, right? We have phase 1, small dogs, phase 1, large dogs, phase 3, small dogs, phase 3, large dogs, 4 areas. So we can have 4 people with their dogs. Now, each person, it's possible you can have 3 dogs. If you are a homeowner with 4 dogs, you might not want to come there, because if we find out you got 4 dogs, we're going to be sending you to covenants committee because you have too many dogs. Now, if you want to be in the dog park with a person of your household, again, you will have to make a reservation for both of you, because we will only allow 4 people. When security goes by and we'll be supervising, if there's 5 people in one side of that dog park, all 5 will be cited for gathering. Okay, we're clear? People said, we should get a warning. Here's your warning. This is it. So we're not going to give out warnings if you got 5 people. So if a 5th person walks into your area of the dog park, dog people, I am requesting your help. Tell them to go away. Don't mess this up. We don't want to close it. Now, the interesting part, too, was many residents, you know, were writing and said, well, just try it. And if it doesn't work, you can close them again. But some other residents said, now, why would we penalize all the responsible good people because somebody's being irresponsible? And I think they had a good point. And their recommendation was, you don't penalize the good people, you just cite and fine the bad people. So that's what we're doing. So four people max in that dog park. Let's see here. I've got to talk to you about when you... Oh, we do not know when you can use it yet. We're working out the reservation process. So we got to make sure we got that in place. Hopefully, we'll have that in a couple days in the hope that we'll start next week. So you got to hang in there with a little bit. I got to set up that reservation system. The reservation time will be 25 minutes you're in the park, leave so that there's a five-minute break, and then the next group comes in at the 30-minute mark. So each reservation is technically for 30 minutes, but your time is only 25. You need to leave so that other people then come in 5 minutes later. That pretty much came from everybody who emailed me. Most people said thought 15 to 20 minutes was long enough, but board went with 25 minutes with a five-minute break. Okay, four people, not four households. Hang with me on that. Four sections. We're all in. We're all good. Okay, there's no chairs, no water. Bring sanitizer wipes for the gate entry. All the chairs will be removed. If you want to buy one, we'll sell it at a profit because we didn't pay for them. That's a joke. Sorry, got to keep myself entertained. We're just going to store the chairs and they'll be brought back later. Now, the dog parks open at 7 a.m. They close at dusk, which is right now about 8 p.m. So that means four people per half hour. So that means 32 people with their dogs could be in the park per hour. Hopefully that resolves that problem. Now, during the day, if the park is empty, you may use it. You may go in and use it. We're not going to lock it up. You don't need a reservation, technically. If it's empty, you can go right in. The reservation guarantees you a spot. If you don't make a reservation and you happen to be in there and the four people who did make a reservation come in, you have to leave. If you're there, let's say you're one of the last let's say you have a reservation from 10 to 10:30. And then you leave and you see nobody else is coming. You can go back in. It's okay. We do the same thing with tennis courts, pickleball courts. If somebody has a reservation at 10 o'clock and they're done at 11:30 and nobody else is playing, they can just keep playing. That's okay. Okay, so it's possible if residents have multiple dogs, you might have four people, each of them have two dogs. There could be eight dogs in there. Now, your technical responsibility under the state order is don't let a strange dog come up to you. Good luck with that. But you're not supposed to let a strange dog come up to you. Some of you, dogs just love you to death. I don't know what you're going to do. I guess you got to, you know, put your foot out there. Don't let them play with you here. Okay. If violations, five people, that's going to be dangerous. We're working out the reservation system. I will hopefully have a reservation system to you tomorrow or the next day and when we'll start. Okay, gyms. We're going to open the gyms on 6/29. Montecito will be limited to 18 people. Santa Rosa will be limited to 12 people. We still have restrictions as far as distancing. We want to make sure people aren't close together. We want to make sure you can get through quickly and easily. The reservations will be 60 minutes. We are figuring 45 to 50 minutes of exercise time and 1 to 10 minutes as far as coming through and registration and checking you in. So 60 minutes max. Masks are required at all times. Same rules apply. Masks are required indoors. Masks are not required outdoors. If you're waiting outdoors with people there, put on a mask. Indoors, it'll be a mask the entire time. You may not take it off while you do the cardio machine. You may not take it off to do any exercises. This is also safety for staff. Keep in mind here, you wearing a mask helps to prevent that virus from spreading to staff people. Now, I told you the hours for the pool. Remember, it's changing next week. So the hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will still be a 30-minute time limit on the cardio equipment. That's just to make sure that we can turn that over within 1 hour, just in case somebody wants to use your particular piece of equipment. In the case of the treadmills, we were going to block off every other one because you can't work out under the state order next to somebody that close. The other equipment we're trying to spread out so that we're at least 6 feet apart. So when you're on one piece of strength training piece of equipment, you will be able to exercise with somebody next to you because they'll be more than 6 feet apart. We'll be removing one of the benches by the dumbbell area. It's too close, so it'll have to be spread out a little bit. All of the small equipment's going to be removed. The BOSU balls, the bars, the bands, the bars. All of the small equipment will be removed. The only thing left will be the dumbbells and then the small dumbbells, so it goes down to a small weight. That's it for now. We got to deal with this one step at a time. We have requirements that after a certain period of time, we have to put a gap in there, shut down the gym, and staff has to go through and clean everything. So all that small piece of equipment makes that pretty difficult. Give it time. The lounge chairs in the Montecito, for instance, they're going to be removed. And the reason is, there's no gatherings. We're back to the same rules. There's no gatherings and mask inside, so you can't gather, can't lounge around, so the lounge stuff will be removed. Don't sit around. We want you to exercise and enjoy yourself, but leave. Get done and leave so the next group can come in. It'll be the same as all other sports. When tennis players are done, they leave. Pickleball's done, they leave. You may make your reservation 1 week in advance. Except, we're not going to take reservations for the gym until 6/26. We're opening on 6/29, so you can see that's only 3 days. It's not a full week. We are not ready to take the reservations till 6/26. But on 6/26, you can make a reservation for 6/29 forward. You can make a reservation for every day. But you may only make one reservation per day. So you can have a reservation every day, but only one. Now, the interesting part is, after you work out, you can also find out if there's space after you. That's okay. So, for instance, I used to always go exercise in the afternoon. I tried to exercise just before 5 o'clock, so my excuse was it was margarita time and I wouldn't go. But when I did work out, it was later because there was fewer people. If you were to exercise later in the day, one or two, and then there's space opening, you can continue. But your first obligation will be to provide space for somebody else. So only one reservation a day. Now, I have all the faith in the world in doing this business for a very long time. The complaint will be, I can't get a space at 9 o'clock. That's real possible, because with 18 people in the Montecito and 12 people in the Santa Rosa, that is 30 people per hour.
So I have a question. Can somebody on one phone call make a reservation for 9 o'clock from Monday through Saturday?
Yes. But I'm going to get to the fact we're going to an online system, and everybody who makes a phone call will probably be at a disadvantage because the online system is much faster. And when people all call in on a phone system, you already know you could be put on hold. You could get the message machine. It might take half hour to get back to you. And I'll explain the online system in a moment. But you may make a phone call, and you can make a phone call for every day. It's the same call. So on 6/26, when we're taking the reservations, you can make a reservation for 6/29, 6/30, 6/30, right up until 6/31.
So how long? I mean, can you do it for 10 days in advance, 10
days
in a row?
1 week.
1 week.
All reservations are 1 week. Now, you see, we're also doing the same process for everybody. Tennis players, 1 week in advance. pickleball, 1 week in advance. You know, swimmers, 1 week in advance. Everything's the same, so staff doesn't have different things to implement. Imagine if everything was different. We'd have a problem. So, but same thing. Still no gatherings. But if there's space later in the day, fine. I do know the prime time's morning. That's just like tennis. You know, sometimes you can get a court at 8 o'clock, and sometimes you can't. Golfers, sometimes you get one at 7, and then you don't get one till 10. We're the same thing. Because we're not open yet, and we're limiting how many people in there, that's going to create an occupancy load demand. Okay, and I'm going to get to what time you may call in. Mask required the entire time. This stuff over the weekend, I am going to print up, because there's no question we got to print up all the guidelines and get everything out there to you so you can have it written down. You know what to do. So 6:26, the gyms, we start taking reservations, 1 hour, and it'll start on 6:29. We understand some of you work out for 2 hours. During this time, because we got limited space, I'm sorry, it's going to be one. And unless there's space available later, you can check that. It'll be 1 hour. Okay, we're going to go to an online reservation system beginning 6:26. And staff, Desiree, beautiful job. This lady has worked this out, and we're going to put online a system that will be good for everything. The ultimate goal is you'll be able to sign up your tennis courts, your pickleball courts, bocce courts. You'll even be able to go online for the lifestyle events once we get it all hooked in. You'll be able to sign up for your swimming events and the gym. And it's all going to start happening. Well, the lifestyle events is not happening right away. The dog park on this system isn't happening right away because we're overloaded. We're just trying to get stuff in one at a time. Dog park people, your reservation system will initially be just phone calls until we can get it going. Now, and I don't know what time you can phone in on the dog park. We're working all that out. So when I get back to you, I'll give you all that information. So this online system, it'll unfold, it'll go live 6:26. So next week, we'll be sending you the mighty Gus, I hope. If Gus gets sick next week, we're in deep trouble. So send him beautiful words of encouragement. Even though the online system's going live on 6:26, you may also call in. We are not removing the call-in system. You can do either one. But I will tell you that the online system, it will be much faster. So it might be worth, you know, learning how to do it. You won't have the hold time, and you don't have to leave messages. So it's just a question of learning how to use the online reservation system. Now, each activity will have its own activation start time when you can make a reservation. So follow me here. Hopefully I don't mess this up. Tennis, you currently call in at 8 o'clock to get a reservation. Pickleball, you call in at 8 o'clock. Bocce, you call in at 8 o'clock. That's not changing. You can still call in at 8 o'clock. But the online system will go active on 6:26 to allow you to make an online reservation at 8 o'clock. The idea is the online system will block you if you try to make a reservation at 7 o'clock in the morning. If you try to make a reservation before the 8 o'clock start time, it'll block you. Now, once you get to 8 a.m., you may make up to a week in advance. So, it is true that if you wanted to make a reservation tonight, midnight, for the next day, you could. You just cannot book prior to 8 a.m., 1 week in advance, for tennis, pickleball, or bocce. Gym, the reservation time is 9 o'clock. So whether you phone in or whether you use our online system, it's 9 o'clock. So this is what can happen if you follow me here. Tennis can use 8 o'clock, and you can be on the system to make a tennis reservation. And then when you try to make one for the gym, it'll say, no, thank you. You can't do it for an hour. The indoor pool, currently you're calling at 11 o'clock. That won't change. It'll still be 11, but the online system will be activated at 11 o'clock. The two outdoor pools, you're currently calling at 2 p.m. That won't change. You can still call at 2 p.m., but your online system will go active at 2 o'clock, 1 week in advance. So both systems activate and will process at the same time. Tennis, pickleball, bocce, 8 o'clock. The gym, 9 o'clock. And the gym starts on 6:26, both the phone calls and the online system. Tennis, you can currently call. You're doing it now.
And once the online system is up, will it be open 24 hours a day?
Yes. It's just that prior to 1 week in advance, at a designated time, you cannot sign up for that activity. So you can't sign up for a tennis reservation 2 weeks in advance. But once, if for instance, it's open 24 hours, if for instance, 3 days before you wanted to check to see what's open, you could. You can make a reservation at midnight for 3 days out. It's just a start point, if that makes sense. So tennis, pickleball, bocce, 8 o'clock. The gym, starting 6:26, both phone and online, is at 9 a.m. The indoor pool is 11 a.m., and that both outdoor pools are 2 p.m. Now remember, the Montecito outdoor pool is going to take 4 people. Now here's where it gets tricky for people who want 2 people from the same household. Each person has to have their own online account. So, Kim Fuller cannot make a reservation for 2 people in the outdoor pool when Kim Fuller goes on and registers for a reservation. Kim's lovely bride, Carla, would have to have her own account, and she has to go in and make her reservation individually. You cannot make a reservation for another person. So keep that in mind. On the online account, each person needs to create an account. Now we're going to send out instructions on how to create the account next week. When you create the account, it won't work at first because we have to verify that you're a resident. Anybody can go into this system and create an account. And they might say, oh, I'm Shadow Hills. And then they're not. They're just coming in from, you know, Palm Desert. Because all the people in Sun City Palm Desert like Sun City Shadow Hills more than Palm Desert. So we think they're going to try to sneak in. So we have to make sure they don't sneak in. Follow me there? Okay, same thing. When you get done creating your account, we will get a message saying you created the account, and then our staff will verify the account, and that's when you go active. That's when it'll work for you. Prior to the verification, it won't work. You get to same thing, same rules, one reservation per day. You can have one every day of the week, but you can only make it 1 week in advance. But each person must register their own reservation. So same thing, if you put in a reservation for the Montecito pool, and then your husband comes along with you, one of you can't swim if it's full. If there's 4 people. So it's not, again, it's not 4 households. Keep that in mind. The Santa Rosa pool, because it's one person, that's going to be allowed to be household. Because we're only allowing a household person to be in there. That's it. Okay. You can also call in with your time. So the same start time for call-in is the same start line for online. I'm letting you know, online's faster. You get a better chance at doing this. The dog park reservation system is only call-in for now. We are working on the online system, and once it goes online, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, you'll only get to call in. I don't know the time yet. I don't know the phone number yet, because we haven't got it worked out. But it's coming. Hopefully, we get it up and running by beginning of next week. Now, if you make a reservation, you need to cancel 24 hours in advance. Imagine if, you know, 18 people make a reservation for the gym and then 10 of you don't show up. That's not real nice to the other people who want that spot. So you need to cancel 24 hours in advance. Failure to do so could remove your rights to that system. So let's work together here. We're not here to make a reservation and then go, forget about it. Oh, I got something better to do. No. If you can't make it, you got to cancel. Okay, gym reservations, once again, not until 6/26. It goes, we go active with the gym on 6/29. The online system goes active 6/26. Now, eventually, this system will be used for fitness classes, but for now, no fitness classes. We've not worked that all out as far as distancing and cost. Please understand that in the past, if you have a room with 25 to 30 people, and now we have a room that only has 12, the economics and the financial impacts just changed. We cannot provide that service for the same cost. Won't work. So we are analyzing that now. We'll get back to you when we get that all put together, but probably going to be another couple weeks. This online system will eventually be used for lifestyle events and being able to pay for them on the online system so that you don't have to come in and pay if you don't want to. You can still come in and pay. You can still phone in for your reservations, but it'll have both. Okay. We will hopefully have information about Shadow's partial opening end of the week, a couple days. They're meeting tomorrow about that, so hopefully I'll have information late tomorrow or Friday. So please, as this unfolds, keep the basics in mind. Masks indoors. Masks not required outdoors. If you're high risk, stay home. If you're high risk, use the Santa Rosa pool. And if you're not high risk, please let them have it. The clubhouse under the state order is still closed. No activities whatsoever. Till further notice, there'll be no meetings or gatherings in the clubhouse at all. We don't know when that'll change. We have no idea at this point. Nothing's coming down. All the other activities, if you keep in mind, are based upon one premise. Four people, no gatherings. Do the activity and leave. Stay apart. Okay, we got a board meeting coming up June 29th. Not July, June. June 29th. If you want to speak at this meeting, you need to fill out the speaker card, which is online, and you need to do it by June 26th, I think at 4 p.m. At 4 p.m., we close it down. We use that so that you can call in, and the meeting is going to be YouTube Live. And the reason we need an open meeting is there's a whole bunch of stuff we can't do and approve unless it's open. We got to make it open. How long has this been so far?
42 minutes.
How many? Oh, my God, you guys. You know what? Hopefully halfway through you put it on pause. I feel so 42 minutes listening to me. I don't want to listen to me for 42 minutes. Anyway, please stay safe. This is going to start to unfold, but be very clear. This virus is growing in Riverside County. It's growing in Indio, City of Palm Desert. It's growing. We've had our first case. Sun City, Palm Desert increased. So it's still... Wear masks, stay apart from each other while you enjoy yourselves. In the meantime, I'll be in touch soon. I wish you well. Take care.
That's all for now. Bye-bye.